John Walden here. In our studies in the book of Matthew, we've come to the 14th chapter, where the Lord Jesus did some very wonderful things for his own children. I'd like to tell you a little about this. First of all, the Lord gathered the people together in a great desert place. They had followed him. He had healed many who were sick. And now the disciples wanted to send them away. Send them to the villages so that they can buy something to eat. But the Lord Jesus said, they need not depart. Give ye them to eat. And then they admitted they had nothing but a small lunch, perhaps a schoolboy's lunch, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And he said, bring them hither to me. So he had the multitude sit down, and with that small lunch and the blessing of his Father upon it, he broke enough to give to the disciples and the disciples to the multitude, and they did all eat and were filled, and they took up of the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 men beside women and children. In the 6th chapter of John, the Lord Jesus explained this as teaching that he himself was the bread of heaven, and that satisfaction comes only by receiving him. Now, don't read into the 6th of John or any of these stories about the feeding of the multitude. The Lord's Supper. He isn't talking about the Lord's Supper at all. Receiving the Lord's Supper never put life in anyone. It's receiving the Lord Jesus himself. As many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God. The receiving and the appropriating of bread is a picture of the receiving and appropriating of the Lord Jesus in his death for us, just as he gave his life for the world, that we might have eternal life. So this becomes real in your own life when you do receive him. Now, as soon as he had fed the people, he constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And the first thing that the Lord does when a person becomes a child of God is to separate him from the multitude. If you belong to Christ, you ought to live a separated life. Now, this doesn't mean isolation. It doesn't mean that you should be a monk in a monastery. It simply means that your life should be one of complete separation unto the Lord and from all evil. And then he went into the mountain to pray for them. And so our Lord Jesus has gone to the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. And right away they were plunged into a test. You know, when you receive Christ as your Savior, the tests begin. The trials begin. How else are you going to learn God? How else are you going to get acquainted with the delivering Savior? And in the middle of the night, the Lord Jesus came to them walking on the sea. Now, the sea was what troubled them. And the sea of life is tossed with the waves, and the wind is contrary. But the Lord Jesus is above it all. He's able to rise above it all, and he's able to lift up above it all. And so he comforted them with his own presence. And when the time came, as they received him into the ship, the wind ceased, and they worshipped him, and they found themselves at the land. My dear friends, when you receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, your safe landing on the other side is assured. But you're going to go through some storms. You're going to have some trials, because you have some lessons to learn. Don't rebel against this. The one who loved you enough to feed you with himself as the bread of heaven certainly loves you enough to care for you and to land you safely on the other side. You see, the Lord is not interested simply in making us his children, but he wants to make us sons that are like himself. And the process of shepherding includes a great many trials and difficulties that we would never choose for ourselves. Well, everything came out fine. They landed on the other side, just as the Lord had said at the beginning, for he said, let us go over unto the other side. Our blessed Lord, we thank thee that thou wilt never leave us to sink, that thou hast committed thyself to the care of those who put their trust in thee. save the lost, we pray thee, and bless thy dear children, and take our thanks in thy own precious name. Amen.